Murder suspect in Brian Thompson's death called Unabomber a prodigy. Violence is necessary to survive. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 9, 2024. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, reviewed Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's manifesto on the book reviews and recommendations website Goodreads, where he called Kaczynski a prodigy, adding, "Violence is necessary to survive." Mangione, a person of interest in Thompson's death who was arrested on gun charges in Altoona, Pennsylvania, on Monday, reviewed Industrial Society and Its Future, also known as the Unabomber Manifesto, earlier this year on his purported Goodreads account, calling Ted Kaczynski a prodigy. Clearly written by a mathematics prodigy. Reads like a series of lemmas on the question of 21st century quality of life. Mangione began in his book review for the Unabomber Manifesto, a 1995 anti-technology essay by Kaczynski, which he rated 4 out of 5 stars. It's easy to quickly and thoughtless write this off as the manifesto of a lunatic, in order to avoid facing some of the uncomfortable problems it identifies. But it's simply impossible to ignore how prescient many of his predictions about modern society turned out, Mangione continued. The shooting suspect went on to say that while Kaczynski was a violent individual, the Unabomber's actions are more accurately seen as those of an extreme political revolutionary. He was a violent individual, rightfully imprisoned, who maimed innocent people. While these actions tend to be characterized as those of a crazy Luddite, however, they are more accurately seen as those of an extreme political revolutionary, Mangione said. Mangione then quoted another take that he said is interesting, which claimed that Kaczynski had the balls to recognize that peaceful protest has gotten us absolutely nowhere, and violence is necessary to survive. When all other forms of communication fail, violence is necessary to survive, the quoted take read, adding, "You may not like his methods, but to see things from his perspective, it's not terrorism, it's war and revolution." The comments continued. Fossil fuel companies actively suppress anything that stands in their way, and within a generation or two, it will begin costing human lives by greater and greater magnitudes until the Earth is just a flaming ball orbiting third from the sun. Peaceful protest is outright ignored, economic protest is impossible in the current system. So how long until we recognize that violence against those who lead us to such destruction is justified as self-defense? These companies don't care about you, or your kids, or your grandkids. They have zero qualms about burning down the planet for a buck. So why should we have any qualms about burning them down to survive? Mangione's quoted remarks added. Mangione's book review went on to state, "We're animals just like everything else on this planet. Except we've forgotten the law of the jungle and bend over for our overlords when any other animal would recognize the threat and fight to the death for their survival." The shooting suspect concluded by claiming that the notion violence never solved anything is a statement uttered by cowards and predators. As Breitbart News reported, Mangione was arrested on Monday after authorities believed him to be a strong person of interest in last week's fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Officials later confirmed that Mangione is now a suspect in the killing. When police searched the 26-year-old, they found a gun, a suppressor, and a handwritten 3-page document railing on healthcare industry. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said the gun and suppressor were consistent with the weapon used in the murder, adding that the handwritten document found on Mangione speaks to his motivation and mindset, ABC reported. "It does seem that he had some ill will toward corporate America," Tisch said. Mangione has been charged with 5 crimes, including carrying a gun without a license, forgery, falsely identifying himself to authorities, and possessing instruments of crime, according to multiple reports. Late on Monday, Manhattan prosecutors charged Mangione with murder, according to a report by the Associated Press. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.